of me. But their broken dreams have got to end.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to Georgia. A terrible bill signed and passed yesterday restricting voting in Georgia. Here's what they did, and here's the background. The background, of course, is that Georgia, a red state supposedly, gerrymandered Republican legislature, Republican Secretary of State, Republican governor, Republican Attorney General, elected a Democratic president, Joe Biden won, and two Democratic senators, Raphael Warnock and Jonathan Ossoff. They all got together and they said that can't happen again. Well, what did they mean? Did they mean that they were going to start getting more modern in their platform, in their thinking? Maybe expand their tent? Maybe appeal to all Americans? Maybe not support betraying our country to the commie Ruskies, to Putin, and following Trump? No, none of that. They decided zero sum. What we'll do is prevent Democratic voters from voting as much as possible. Prevent Democratic voters, which are frequently in large cities, frequently, but not always minority voters. And they passed a number of things. I want to focus on two of them. I mean, some of the ones they did, restricting the number of drop boxes in one Democratic county. There were 35 of them, and they slimmed it down to 9. So people would have to drive distances to go to the drop box, and they may say the heck with it. That was one thing. Another thing, shortening early voting, making it much more difficult to vote by mail. But they did two things. One, symbolic and clearly unconstitutional, and the other, deeply dangerous and probably also unconstitutional. The symbolic one is it made it a felony to give anybody waiting in line for to vote a bottle of water, a glass of water. Now, why is that? In most states, there is a prohibition against giving voters anything of value, it's the term, in exchange for their vote. So if you walked up and down the line and you said, I'm Joe Jones and I'm running for Congress, here's a $10 bill, I hope you'll vote for me, that's a felony. But when the Republicans restrict the number of polling places, restrict the number of voting machines, many of them mysteriously malfunction and there are very long lines in African-American areas. And Georgia is very hot, especially in the summer. There was a primary in June down there last time. And there was a Republican who's now a congresswoman. She took John Lewis's place. She's also the chair of the Georgia Democratic Party, stood in line for 5 hours. This is the chairman of the party and now a congressman. And people gave her water. You know, volunteers give her water. Water is a thing of inestimable value in that it preserves life, but it is not a thing of value in the context of helping people vote. As a matter of fact, what if somebody fainted in line? Could an EMT come and give them water? Suppose they could. Could somebody give them water while they were waiting for the EMT to come? That is so clearly unconstitutional. It's not a thing of value in the monetary sense. What it is it's an impediment to vote, which is prohibited by the Constitution. And by doing stuff like that, by making it a felony to give people water who are waiting in 5 hours under a Georgia sun, what they may have done is angered enough people to induce even people on the fence to get rid of the filibuster and pass the Voting Rights Act federally, which would control any federal election in Georgia and everywhere else, including senator, including Congress, including president. But the other thing they did that's deeply disturbing, that is they took away the power of the Secretary of State because Raffensperger wouldn't knuckle under Trump, and they took away the power of local elections boards who wouldn't knuckle under. And they said the legislature will do all that. The legislature would have said in the last election that Trump won because there was fraud, and they would not have specified what the fraud is. The legislature in the last election would have said that Jonathan Ossoff and Raphael Warnock did not win because there was alleged fraud without specifying it, and they would simply put in the Republican no matter what. We're going to the lines. East Side Dave, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, East Side Dave?
Hello, as usual, I appreciate your ranting and in the early morning when so many people don't have the stomach for it. But what I wanted to ask you about your privy to this is I wanted to hear the latest, and I haven't heard the latest, about the New York State prosecution of the former President Trump. Did I spell that right? Do you know how that's going, or has anybody heard?
Yeah, of Donald Trump, you mean? Yeah. Here is the situation. I'm going to address that, and then if we have to go to the break, I will get back to Georgia. But here's the deal: in the Manhattan District Attorney successfully got Trump's tax returns and all his financial documents from his accountant and his bank. Hired the best forensic accountants in New York, which are the best in the world. Forensic accountant is an accountant who, in legal matters, is a fraud expert and can go through financial documents and spot the fraud. And he also has associated some of the best prosecutors of white-collar crime. And yes, they, in my view, are going to bring charges. You know, this isn't like somebody robbed a liquor store or something, you know, and it's an easy thing to prove or not prove. You have to get your ducks in a row. One of the things that concerns me, East Side Dave, is that eight people are running against Cy Vance, and the primary is this June. The election's in November, and the new DA will take over next January because Cy Vance is not running again. And why isn't he running again? Because they say he doesn't look woke. Well, he's plenty woke, okay? But he's an older guy, very experienced. You have eight people. Four of them are flat out nuts. They have no prosecution experience. Two of them want to cut the funding to the DA's office in half because they want to defund prosecutions. Hopefully they don't go anywhere. The other four who do have prosecution experience, some of them under Cyrus Vance, are distancing themselves because he's not woke and they say he's woke. I'm tired of people. Everybody out there, you think you're woke? Learn a little history, learn a little law, and understand that if you were going to prosecute a former president of the United States who is going to be represented by mob lawyers, by people who are experienced at tearing judges and prosecutors apart, get somebody who knows what he's doing and forget about being woke, because you're not woke if you don't know history. And what's happening there is these people will allege a personal attack against the prosecutor and the judge, and they will jam it. And you need a tough prosecutor who shuts them down, gets an injunction, tells them to shut up, and has the stomach to go through it. This is, you know, Roger Stone threatened the judge in his own case, put crosshairs on a picture of her. She was too weak to send him back to jail. I would have sent him back to jail, right back to jail for doing that. You see what I'm saying, Eastside Dave? I'm ranting again, right? But I think you understand my rants. You understand my rants because they're very heartfelt. So to answer your question, and we're going to get back after the break to Georgia voting, but yes, I think Cy Vance will indict him and charge him before Cy Vance has to leave office. And one of these people who succeeds Cy Vance, in my opinion, had better immediately get with the program, go through that thing successfully, use his team, and get a conviction, and not knuckle under to threats and mob-like tactics from Donald Trump and his fellow travelers and running dogs. Okay, Eastside Dave, thanks for calling in. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.